Good morning. It's March the 22nd. This episode of the Geyer Cook Report, what's on our mind? Well, what's on our mind is the winter is finally over. And I put that picture up from a couple of winters ago because I no longer have that boat you can kind of see on the left-hand side. But I still have that porch light. And today, first we'll thank our patrons. Sure appreciate that. You're with us. This is a look at the accelerated mobile pages version of the show notes. And if I go down to the footer, like so, I can click to the non-AMP version, and bazinga, it'll load up. And right there we have the non-AMP version, which is a little bit more likable, I think. And what we're going to talk about today, not the snow, not the accelerated mobile pages anymore, is what's on our mind is about car repair, about having roadside assistance from your insurance provider, and why it's good to have a little bit of that for that day. And that day was yesterday for me. We'd taken the car into the shop for some warning lights and some inconsistencies in behavior. They couldn't find anything wrong. They said, there's nothing wrong. So they gave it back to me. Well, 2 days went by, and then the lights came on again. This time, the engine light stayed on, and I took it into the shop again. They scanned it, and they came and got me yesterday, and they said, well, you owe us $100, but we didn't fix anything. We know now what is wrong. It's got to go to the dealer. And order to get this fixed. Now, because the car was inconsistent in performance, that is, it would shut down without any warning, going to the dealer where there's no shoulder to pull off on, it's a little Navy Yard highway, it's a little narrow two-laner in each direction, and I didn't really want to drive over to there and have it quit in the middle of that trip. So I called my insurance company, Geico. I had that company. And they took care of me. Because I have roadside assistance, they contacted a tow truck, they contacted the dealership, put all the pieces of that puzzle together, and in less than 2 hours, my car was headed to the dealership in Bremerton, Washington, to get the computer scan to fix the things that were not correct. So now we're waiting on the dealer to give us a verdict on what that repair is going to be. So if you've got car insurance and you don't have the roadside assistance and you have white hair like I do, you may want to get the roadside assistance. And that's all I'm going to say about that. This is not intended to be a Geico commercial, obviously, because that is not the continents here, but rather they did a good job for me that time, and I give them two thumbs up, as they say. We're going to talk real quick, too, as far as thumbs up. The Geyer Cook Report questions, there's 27 questions there. Pick five of them. We'll make your brand more transparent in the form of an interview that will be part of a future episode. Take a look at the Start Here Planning Session Guide. All good things start with a good plan, even if it's getting your car to the shop to get fixed. You have a plan to do that and you implement it. And that one was done on the cuff, but it's good to have a plan so that you can get things done. As far as getting things done, we'd invite you to become a patron on Podbean. There's a link there in the show notes. You get to the show notes, like I always say, if you go to the Geyer Cook Report .podbean.com, it'll be a link there for the episode. Maybe if you go right now this second, it'll be the link from yesterday's episode, but that's still going to get you the same place. Just click on the link at the top for the Geyer Cook Report, and it'll take you to today's show notes because they're live and they're public. That's what I'm reading right now. Thanks to Fraser Ramsey at Edinburgh Dusters. He got the ball rolling with the suggestion one Thursday afternoon. Hey, what about doing a podcast? And it's happened. We're doing a podcast. Thanks to Eileen Smith, who's now in California. enjoying the sunny weather and the great food pictures I've seen on Instagram. But Eileen's blog, one of them, is basicblogtips.com. I invite you to take a look at that. And it's got more details about the marketing event. And thanks for telling us about Screencast-O-Matic. It's a great recorder. We use it every time we do an episode. Take a look at Friends Just Chatting on the Facebook group profile they have. It'll tell you more about what they're talking about. They don't have a set topic every day. Follow us on YouTube. We'd invite you to subscribe if you see us there, if you're listening to us on Spreaker, on iTunes, on any of the audio forecasts or archives that they're giving us. Not forecasts. I'm thinking about the weather and the snow picture undid me. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. Give us a subscription on either our Pinterest, on our Reddit, on the Fire Talk channel that we've got right now. VDomain Hosting is our company. If it isn't tested, it doesn't work. And what I say at the end of every one of these episodes, that's right, those three magic words that end each episode, it's a wrap.